Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, February 23rd, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. Social media company Reddit filed its S-1 to go public with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission on Thursday. The company plans to trade on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker RDDT. Reddit expects to make a market debut in March, marking the first major tech IPO of the year. It will be the first social media IPO since Pinterest went public in 2019. Separate investigations by the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal into child influencer accounts on Facebook and Instagram have found that Meta is knowingly allowing parents who sexually exploit their children for financial gain on the platform, and in some cases using Meta's paid subscription tools to do so. While these parent-run accounts don't feature illegal content or nudity, staff at Meta discovered that some parents were knowingly producing material of their children that pedophiles would find sexually gratifying. The staff were allegedly aware that the company's algorithms promoted subscriptions for accounts that feature child models to suspected pedophiles and that some parents offered additional content of their children on other platforms. Google Wallet was released in 2022, effectively replacing its predecessor Google Pay. Google, however, didn't end of life Google Pay, and the app continued to operate in multiple countries, causing a bit of confusion to say the least. To simplify its payment apps, Google will discontinue pay in the United States on June 4th. As part of the deprecation, Google will be removing peer-to-peer payments, managing your balance, and find offers and deals. Users will still be able to transfer their Google Pay balance to a bank account after June 4th using the Google Pay website. Microsoft announced that it has added a generative erase tool that allows users to replace unwanted objects with AI-generated content in the Windows Photos app in Windows 10 and later. Generative erase was built on top of an older spot fix feature that helped retouch photos and remove blemishes and other flawed image regions. The new tool produces a more realistic result after erasing objects from photos, even when working with large areas compared to spot fix. Generative erase is rolling out to Windows Insiders in all channels starting today. Meta's oversight board announced that it is expanding its purview to include threads, giving users the ability to appeal content moderation decisions similarly to how appeals function on Instagram and Facebook. It's a notable expansion of the oversight board. Having independent accountability early on for a new app such as Threads is vitally important, said board co-chair Helly Thornton-Schmidt. Microsoft yesterday released Pyrit, its internal generative AI red teaming tool, to the public. Pyrit, which stands for Python Risk Identification Toolkit for Generative AI, is a tool Microsoft's AI red team uses to check for risk in its generative AI systems, including Copilot. Pyrit automates the time-consuming, tedious, and slow process of ensuring harmful content cannot be intentionally generated or that models don't output disinformation. The toolkit is currently available and includes a list of demos to help familiarize users with the tool. Yelp says that Google's new look search results for flights, trains, hotels, restaurants, and products in Europe, mandated by the Digital Markets Act to help smaller companies get more traffic from Google, are actually having the opposite effect. Yelp will work with user research company Listen to watch how hundreds of consumers from around the world interacted with Google's new EU search results page. It found that about 73% of people using that new design clicked results that kept them inside Google's ecosystem. Decentralized social network Blue Sky, following its public launch earlier this month, is opening up Federation, a move that will allow anyone to run their own server that connects to Blue Sky's network, allowing them to host their own data, their own account, and make their own rules. This decentralized model is similar to the rival social network Mastodon, which uses the ActivityPub protocol. Blue Sky uses the ACT protocol, meaning the two decentralized networks will remain separate, at least for now. And finally, there is a hoax spreading on social media that purports to show an email from Google saying that the journey of Gmail is coming to a close. To be crystal clear, Gmail is not going anywhere. What has been deprecated at the end of February is the Gmail basic HTML view, which was replaced by modern successors in the interface more than 10 years ago. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.